Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to learn how to say chicken in Chinese. We have a chicken owner, Jennifer Polka. Jennifer is the founder and executive director, Code for America. Hi, Jennifer, 你好。
你好, thanks for having me.
Thank you. You have chickens as pets or as food?
We don't eat our chickens, I guess today they're not as much pets as when we first got them, but they do make us absolutely delicious eggs that we eat every day.
Right. Okay. And then, do you have like personal connection and interaction with them, just like we do with our dogs and cats and turtles?
When we first got chickens, my daughter was about 6 or 7 years old, and some of them were very much like pets because we raised them from little chicks. Mm-hmm. One of them was named Red, and she would come up to the door and peck on the door, and we would let her in. And when my daughter would, you know, be reading or watching TV, she'd come and sit next to her,
right.
Or watch TV. And that's the one I think that was most really a pet. And I think it was her particular personality that made it so.
How sweet. In 2017 is the Chinese year of chicken, a rooster.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So we should learn how to say it. It's 鸡.
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 Yeah, just like J-I, and it's the first tone, so we make it flat, and we sound if we are smiling with upper teeth and lower teeth together, 鸡.
鸡.
Yeah, so now you can call your chickens 鸡.
I will have to rename one of them 鸡.
Yeah, 鸡. And 鸡 is a generic term, and it looks complicated if you look at the shape of the character, but the ancient form, it's actually the symbol to draw like a short tail, a bird. And ancient Chinese people, imagine if you are ancient Chinese caveman and you drew something on the wall, and then you drew a woman, you said, that's my wife. And then you drew a kid saying, that's my child. And you drew a little two-leg animal saying, that's a short-tailed bird. Then that's the 鸡. And then that's how they came out with the pictographic symbols to start with. And then, of course, is that a hen or a rooster or that's a chick? Then the way to differentiate that, we can say that's a female 鸡. Mm-hmm. Then that's a hen. And that's a male 鸡, then that's a rooster. So to say that's a hen, the ones which lay the eggs for you, we say 母鸡.
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 Yeah, 母 originally means mother, and in this case that means the female. Mm-hmm. So female chicken, it's the hen. So 母鸡.
母鸡.
Yeah, 母鸡. And then the male chicken, we say rooster, and in this case we say 公鸡.
公鸡,
公鸡,
公鸡.
Yeah, 公, that means male. That also means like granddad. And so it's a simple character to represent like a man with mustache. And then, and that means the male person or male anything. So 母鸡 is the hen, 公鸡 is the rooster.
Well, we only have the hens here because the roosters are very loud.
Yeah, especially in the morning. They will wake you up whenever it gets bright. Okay. You have a lot of eggs. Then the eggs laid by the chicken, we say 鸡蛋.
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 Yeah, 鸡蛋. And 蛋 means egg. So, and it's a fish egg, we say 鱼蛋. And then in this case, it's 鸡蛋. So that's a chicken egg.
鸡蛋.
Yeah. You don't have rooster, so I guess your 鸡蛋 doesn't really come out as a little chick.
No, we just eat our eggs, not fertilized.
Right,
but
okay.
Occasionally, we will get new chickens, and yeah. Sometime when we're going to be around for a while, we'll raise new ones from chicks again, which is really, really fun.
Yeah.
But you have to stick around for, you know, be home and not be traveling for, you know, a couple of months if you're going to have new ones, so
right,
that you can take good care of them. And that's our biggest problem.
Okay. So you have to feed them regularly. You can't have that the machine that with a timer that they can be fed.
With adult chickens, it's fine. We can leave them for a week or two at a time pretty easily.
Right.
But with new babies, you really have to take a lot of care of them. And if you want to raise them to be your pets, like we did when we first got them, then you really want to spend a lot of time with them.
Right.
But yeah, little teeny chicks need a lot more care. They can't be left outside when they're just brand new.
Right.
And they're so adorable.
They are. Okay. We need to learn how to say that this adorable chicks. We say 小鸡. Yeah. 小 means small. So little. And 鸡 is the same. So little chicken is the chick. 小鸡.
Is that the same xiao in your name?
The same sound. You're right. But
yeah,
the same sound and different characters. So the meaning of my xiao, it's early morning, dawn.
Oh, how beautiful.
Thank you. And then some people, like my parents, when they call me Xiao Lan, sometimes they mean the little Lan. Lan means the mist in the mountains. But then the original character means dawn in the early morning.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so Xiao Ji is the chick. And it's interesting that in English, chick also means young girls. It's not a very respectful way. But Xiao Ji doesn't mean anything other than a little chick, the physical little animal.
That's good.
Yeah, it doesn't mean any young girl, so don't worry about that. When you say 小鸡, there's no chance of misunderstanding.
That's good to know.
Okay. Right. So, yeah, it's interesting when you say that you started, growing the connection. Can you differentiate them easily?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Some of them are more aggressive and some of them are more like a Zen type.
Oh, yeah. They vary enormously. And different breeds are actually known to have somewhat different personalities, but there's a huge variation within the breeds as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's fascinating. When we go to the supermarket or go to the shop, we sometimes, if you are vegetarian, don't listen to this. Sometimes they will say free range chicken. And the way to say free range chicken, we say 土鸡.
土鸡.
Yeah, 土鸡. 土 means soil.
Oh.
So it's basic soil chicken, and meaning that chickens, they are not really in the crowded farms. They have freedom running around. So your eggs, they are actually laid by the free-range chicken, 土鸡, in this case, because they have the freedom running around.
Yes, we should market them that way. 土鸡 eggs.
土鸡, yeah, 土鸡 eggs, exactly. 土鸡蛋.
土鸡蛋.
土鸡蛋, that's right. Okay, thank you so much, Jennifer. It's such a fascinating story. And maybe I should try to have chickens and hens as my new pets and then have healthy, happy omelette next time.
I highly recommend it.
Okay, I'm going to try out and make sure I don't travel as much. Otherwise, when we travel, it's not a good time to start with the chicks. Maybe wait for a couple of months before we travel again.
That's right.
Right. Thank you, Jennifer. Today we talk about chicken, 鸡, rooster, 公鸡, hen, 母鸡, chick, 小鸡, free-range chicken, we say 土鸡. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
谢谢.